Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fan Evening Show, Josh Rountree with you tonight. As we talk about an interesting day for the Steelers, they make a move, they bring in Patrick Peterson. Two-year deal, Tom Pelissero reports that it is worth $14 million. I think that's a hell of a deal for the Steelers, especially if Peterson can play even remotely close to the level that he was able to play at a year ago. And here to talk more about that, plus what's going on out in Dayton, where he's getting ready to cover the Pitt Panthers, we welcome in our pal Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. How is Dayton, Ohio, Chris?
Josh, it's actually really cool. I think Noah Hyles and I scored on the hotel. We just picked a hotel that was close enough to the stadium and had a good deal. We picked the AC hotel. It is the first ever day that this hotel has been open. Like, we walked in, they said, you are literally the second party to ever walk into this hotel. We just built, and this is our first day. Right? I am blown away as I sit in my brand new room that is extremely nice. So Noah and I are basically breaking in a hotel.
The good thing about this, Chris, is that you know that nobody has slept in that bed before.
Exactly.
And if there's any sort of germ sort of worries with you, then that's alleviated. You don't have to worry about that at all. That's wonderful.
Not at all, but it does mean that if I break something, I can't blame anybody else.
No crazy parties with you and Noah Hyles. By the way, this got a little buzz on the internet today. Noah Hyles drives a Tesla?
Okay, no. Let's say, so full disclosure, that is not his Tesla or our Tesla, but apparently if you go to the Moon Township Hertz, the Tesla, they offer Teslas, and they're one of their cheapest options. And literally it was cheaper than the Ford Fusion that they offered. And I guess it was part of some promotion they were trying to get, that I guess Tesla was trying to get more Teslas on the road in Pittsburgh, or on the, and they put one out by the airport so that more people could be seen driving Teslas. So Noah booked it last week for a ridiculously cheap price. And then that's what we drove down to the ACC tournament. And then when, you know, the Selection Sunday said, hey, they're playing Tuesday, we just extended the rental. And now we're here in Dayton, Ohio. We'll be driving it back to Dayton, Ohio. And who knows? Maybe we'll be driving it back to Greensboro if they're able to win tomorrow night.
Boy, what a magnificent week of travel that is. From Pittsburgh to Greensboro, to Pittsburgh to Dayton, to Pittsburgh to Greensboro, to Pittsburgh.
And what's even crazier, Josh, I wasn't home for 2 weeks before we came out to Dayton. I went to Indianapolis first, and then I flew to Dallas for a bachelor party weekend for my best friend AJ, and then I flew to Greensboro, and then I rode back to Pittsburgh, and then to Dayton, and all this other stuff is going to happen. So it's been a crazy. This has already been March Madness for me, Josh.
Yeah, especially given what might have happened at that bachelor party. That could be a real March Madness sort of situation. We'll talk about that off the air, though. Chris, I want to start. We're going to talk with you about Pitt and the Steelers because you know so much about both. But I want to start with the Steelers. The news today, Patrick Peterson. Initial reaction to that news that they decided to go. They let Cam Sutton go. They brought Patrick Peterson in. Given now that we know the money involved in those deals, 3 years, $33 million for Sutton, 2 years, $14 million, only $6 million guaranteed for Peterson. Did the Steelers make the right call here?
You know, I really think that Cam Sutton is a guy that could have been worth that money. But if the Steelers got some other things planned where they want to make some other moves, I get it. Because here's where I'm at. Patrick Peterson has openly said he wants to play two more years. For those who are looking to say, well, he's going to be 32, Chris, he can't play. Well, I think that if you go look at his tape from this past year, you'll find something different. One thing that my friend Luke Braun, who covers the Minnesota Vikings for the Locked On Podcast Network on Locked On Vikings, he immediately reached out to me and was like, Chris, do not just look at his age and fret. He's like, this guy, he knows how to play man. He knows how to play zone. He can play whatever you need him to, and he's great at making plays in the football. Is he the same super athlete Patrick Peterson from 6 years ago? No, but he's a wily veteran who's still really good. And, you know, I asked him, like, what, you know, does he kind of compare to what Joe Hayden was for the Steelers, you know, a few years ago? And he said that's his, he said, like, that and probably a little bit better as far as the ball skills go. So I think the biggest thing here is that the Steelers, we have a very good idea that the Steelers are going to draft a corner somewhere with one of their top picks in the first 50 picks of the draft. I'm very confident about that. If the Steelers do, they would want that cornerback to learn from a really good veteran. And I thought that veteran would have been Cam Sutton, because this is a guy who was raised in the locker room with the Steelers since 2017, an original draft pick. He knows the environment. He's become the leader of the cornerback room, and that's been a good thing. But Cam Sutton wants to get paid. That's fine. Everybody does. I think Patrick Peterson is a good plug-and-play leader who you can bring in from another organization. He knows the deal. He's respected across the NFL. He'll have no problem mentoring whoever the Steelers draft, and I think that kind of replaces things there. Will he be a shutdown corner? Nope, but he will be a very good corner. I think fits in the Steelers' defense well, helps with the effort to keep up turnovers, and if he helped mentor the next great cornerback who they might pick in this draft class, I think it will go a long way to what the Steelers are trying to build.
Chris, do you think that on their priority list, let's say corner was number one, let's just be theoretical there with it, let's say corner was number one, has that changed at all given what they did today? Is corner still just as much a priority, I guess, as it was, you know, 10 hours ago?
No, it has not changed. In fact, I'd say that it's just as important. And I'd say it's even more important now, because had they signed, I was thinking the Steelers could have signed Cannon Sutton to a 3-year deal, and then you would have had a guy who's 28 years old until he was 31, which means that you might not have to get a young star corner. You could get like a young developmental corner who could kind of work his way up with Levi Wallace and the other guys and be there. But now I do think it's even more of a priority to go get that cornerback for the Steelers in the first and maybe even the 32nd overall pick of the draft in that second round. I do think that's become an even bigger priority for the Steelers. You know, I think the offensive line still needs to be in the rotation, so the defensive line, so the linebacker, but cornerback, I really think that this is a great class to get one in the top with either the first or either of the second round picks. And I even say this would be the year to double dip at cornerback, because there's a lot of guys I really like Julius Prince out of Kansas State. He's not a guy picking the first round or with the 32nd pick overall, but man, if you could get him, I think he'd be a really good role-playing cornerback who could really erase people from the field. So you add that. There's, of course, guys like Devin Witherspoon, Joey Porter Jr., Christian Gonzalez will be at the top of the draft. I think the Steelers can get something really special going if they double-dip at cornerback in the draft, even with signing Patrick Peterson.
What's their situation like financially, and what do you think that they do with the money that they have now? Like, what's the next free agent priority on their list that they could go after at this point?
Really think it's linebacker. They want to pair someone with Miles Jack. I've been saying Azeez Al-Shaair, he was the backup linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers. He's in his mid-20s. I think he's a good player who would fit well and not cost you a whole lot of money. And that also might be part of the strategy with signing Patrick Peterson. You're paying probably an average of, what, $7 million this year and $7 million next year. We got to see exactly how those numbers break down as far as salary cap hits and everything. But I'd imagine that the Steelers are trying to put themselves in a position where they can sign multiple guys to multiple positions, and kind of like how Kevin Colbert did before Omar Khan, make sure that they're solid in each position so that they're not dependent on the draft to go get a position so that they're like they have someone who's just a capable starter as their only option there. So I really think that what they're going for next is a linebacker. Of course, linebackers are being signed pretty quickly in this free agency class. So they've got to get a move on. We'll see what happens as the tampering period continues before free agency officially opens on Wednesday.
Yeah, what does that market look like from a linebacker standpoint, Chris, for the Steelers right now? I mean, what kind of player are they looking for? And, I mean, who's out there right now that would make sense, I guess, for the Steelers to add to that mix with what they have already in the fold?
Well, one guy I've been saying is Azeez Al-Shaair, I think, is a great fit for what they're trying to do. He wouldn't cost you too much, maybe like $4 or $5 million a year, maybe even less. But I was telling people on Locked On Steelers all leading up to this, you know, the Tremaine Edmonds thing was a nice story and a nice idea, but he was going to get top dollar from somebody, and the contract he got paid from the Chicago Bears is exactly what I was thinking. Like, yeah, this isn't actually going to happen. This because he's going to get a payday. But I know I'd be interested in more guys like that. One, I think they should resign Robert Spillane just to have him as another backup option. But, you know, I'd be looking at other guys in their mid to late 20s who could probably fill in there. I think Leighton Vander Esch would be a guy that you want to kick the tires on to see how healthy he is and see if he's the guy you can play next to Miles Jack. This is a linebacker class that I'm not all too impressed with. I think there's some guys who are impressive in it. Like, I really like Jack Campbell, Trenton Simpson, Drew Sanders. But the problem is after those top few guys, and maybe like Omarion Shone from Texas, I think there's only a few guys that really pique my interest. It's not like cornerback where there's about 20 guys or so that I'm like, you know what? I can find a place for this guy, even if he's not a starter right away. So I think that right now you're looking at the Azeez Al-Shaairs. You know, I don't see any reunion with Devin Bush coming, of course. But I'd be intrigued by looking at like the Leighton Vander Esch's and seeing how one of those guys could fit next to Miles Jack, because I do think you keep Miles Jack in the long run. I think that you keep him there, maybe even try to extend him if you can use that to keep him around as a vet who's going to help with the linebacker core and maybe also smooth out that $13 million cap hit that he has. So I'm looking at some of those guys, none of the extra expensive guys. They're not going to spend big at linebacker, but look for anyone that's probably going to run them around $4 to $5 million this year.
Talking with Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. One more Steelers question for you before we dive into the pit stuff. We've talked a lot, obviously, and it's been talked about a ton, the tackle position, offensive tackle. Dan Moore, Chukwuma Okorafor, upgrading there in the draft. What about the interior of the offensive line? I mean, neither of those guys, both of those guys, I guess, are players in positions that you could upgrade. But I would think that the interior as well, whether it's a guy that you add as a project, maybe behind Mason Cole, a guy that you bring along, or if you do find a guard that you really like, is that possible maybe in, you know, the top three picks or maybe even just in the top four rounds that they could say, hey, like, we need to bring in some more depth on the offensive line? And how beneficial could that be?
So it is, but I would say there's not an interior offensive lineman who I would take at 17 if I'm the Steelers.
Yeah.
There are several guys who I would take at 32, 45, 40, or 49, you know, and then even at 80. Like, you know, I think everyone's going to talk about Schmidt, the center out of Minnesota. I think he would be a great pick if they could get him in at 49. Osiris Torrance is a guy that a lot of people are going to take at from Florida. You know, I think he would still be a good fit if they were able to get him in the second round. You know, Luke Weifler is a guy that could probably wait on the center from Ohio State. I would certainly keep those in mind. And I also would be like, hey, guy, you know, whoever you're drafting, be ready to be flexible because, you know what, Mason Cole held down the center position. So still get a really good center if you see a really good center. And then just see how it fits out. Does he play better than Mason Cole in camp? You know, or do you try to plug him in at guard? But the three interior offensive linemen that they have, that were starters all last year, Mason Cole, I gave him a B grade on the season for the Locked On Steelers podcast. I thought he did very well. You know, nothing outstanding, but very solid and kept the line together. I think James Daniels grew as the season went on. I believe I gave him a B-plus on the season because I thought that he was really sharp for the Steelers, and I think that he has a real future as the starting right guard. Kevin Dotson, I gave a C-plus, but I also noted that, like, his whole thing is he had some really great games. He just also had some really terrible games, and those kind of balanced each other out at the end of the season when I was going back over my grades week by week. So if I'm looking for an interior offensive lineman, I'm bringing in somebody that says that's going to go up there, probably challenge Kevin Dotson at left guard and say, look, buddy, you've had a few years. I know you dealt with some injuries, but this is the time. Either prove that you're a starting material guy or this rookie's going to come and take your job away that we drafted in the second round. But I do think that's the sweet spot right now for getting a really good interior offensive lineman.
Talking with Chris Carter. Chris, out in Dayton, getting ready to cover March Madness and cover the Panthers tomorrow night against Mississippi State. Let's turn our attention there, Chris. What's the latest with Federico Federico? Do you have an idea on if he's going to be able to play tomorrow night? Because if not, that seems like a significant loss for the Panthers.
It would be a significant loss, Josh, especially against a team like Mississippi State that primarily runs through their top scorer, Tolu Smith, the 6'11 senior forward, junior forward, excuse me. I know, I think he's a senior. Either way, 6'11 forward. He had the highest field goal percentage in the SEC because he would just work inside. And this is the guy who never took a three-pointer all season long. So the Panthers, they need that inside presence that Federico has given them all season long. But here's what happened. You know, as we know, Jeff Capel did say he's a game time decision. And they're going to decide that because they said he did look kind of, you know, not 100% against Duke. He's had a little less than a week since then to recover. We saw him during practice today, warming up. He looked like he was kind of fine doing the warm up drills, doing what he needed to do. And we talked to him in the locker room and he was just so excited. He's like, it's March Madness, man. Like, I've been watching this for so long. He's like, my nerves are up. I'm ready to go. So I think that Federico is still a game time decision, but I would lean towards that he is going to play. That's just my intuition from talking to him and talking to the team and talking to Jeff Capel. But I could see his minutes being very limited in this game. I think that they're going to try to protect him and that they don't want to wear him down, because if they're able to win this game, you can keep marching forward. But granted, nothing is promised to Pitt. And I think Jeff Capel highlighted that. Blake Hinson highlighted that. Blake Hinson talked about how his only time in the NCAA tournament was a bad loss to Oklahoma. And he said it haunts him because he was in the post-game presser and nobody was sitting in front of them. And he just said that image has forever haunted him. This team is not taking this process for granted or this appearance for granted. They want to show up. So I lean towards that Federico is going to play, barring something gets worse with his knee. I think that it'll just be something that they monitor very closely and they protect him, because one thing is for sure, Jeff Capel cares about the health of his players before he cares about winning a basketball game.
Chris, this seems like a case of a team that is in Pitt not playing very well defensively, but is still a very capable offensive team when shots fall, and a team in Mississippi State that has been pretty dismal on the offensive end, but pretty exceptional defensively. How does that play out tomorrow night? Which one of those is more, I guess, important to have, a great offense or a great defense when it comes time for March Madness?
Well, I always say defense wins championships, and I'll say this much. I think the difference is that Mississippi State can play a great defense. They cannot play a great offense. They can be efficient on the inside but they're still not a good offense. Pitt has been a very good defense at times this year. Leading after the Boston College game, which I think was 26 games this season, they were giving up an average of 67.5 points per game. If they had maintained that rate for the last seven games of the season, that would have been the third best rate in the ACC. And if they had maintained that rate, I'm pretty sure they'd beat Virginia Tech, they'd beat Notre Dame, they might. Now I wouldn't say they'd beat Duke, because Duke was too doggone good. But they would have won the conference, and they wouldn't have had to play Duke when they played Duke. They might have had to play Duke in the semifinal of the ACC tournament or the final of the ACC tournament, which would have gone a lot more way, and they wouldn't be here in Dayton, Ohio. But in the last seven games of the season, they averaged giving up over 81 points per game in the last seven games. That is unacceptable, and Jeff Capel knows that. He's been harping that. The players have been talking about the issue has been they need to get sharper with paying attention to the scouting report. And all season long, their best attributes and their best wins were they knew when to close out on the best shooters, and they knew when to kind of back off on the guys who weren't going to take their shots so they can play real team ball. That hasn't been as sharp the last month or so, I'd say, for the Panthers. They need to get that together. Now, I will say this. Jamarius Burton and Nelly Cummings were saying, we are on this scouting report. And Jeff Capel was saying that the attention is heightened this week. So maybe they're on it. And I think here's the thing. If Pitt plays the level of defense that I think they can play when they're playing really well and they shoot well, I think they should have the advantage over Mississippi State. Mississippi State, if they defend well, I think that Pitt's defense will counter that just as well enough to give them the advantage in this game. But we still have to see Pitt do it. We haven't seen that in about a month's time. If they bring it back, it'll be a heck of a story to get the program's first NCAA tournament win since 2014.
I hope that they win, not only because, well, I want them to win, but I also want you to have to go back to Greensboro to the Boxcar Arcade Bar, because it looked like you were having a hell of a time playing that basketball game, which I have played myself many a times down in Greensboro. Did you win it? What did you win? Did you beat Noah?
So Noah beat me the first night. We went two nights. He beat me the first night, and I took it like a champ. I was like, you know what? Noah, you the man. If he went off, he was going ballistic. He was talking all sorts of trash. The next night, I said, hey, Noah, let's run it back. He's a kid. Buddy, I don't want to embarrass you. Not only did I beat him, he kept challenging me again and again and again. Eventually, I just beat him until he stopped wanting to play anymore. And then he even got upset because one of the workers there came over and said, hey, man, I saw that. Good job. He was like, what's that about? But, yeah, I had to hold it down in some Papa Shot basketball at the Boxcar Arcade. I also held it down in bubble hockey. I want to say this out there. If there's anyone out there that thinks they can beat me in bubble hockey, bring it on. I may be a football guy who draws basketball, and hockey is like one of my back-to-back things. But in bubble hockey, I will mess you up. And I think anyone who's seen play bubble hockey will testify to that. So bubble hockey, air hockey, Papa Shot basketball, NBA Jam, I will school you.
All right, I got to get on the road with you hopefully at some point soon here, and we got to line them up. But, Chris, appreciate it as always. Great insight. Enjoy Dayton tomorrow night. Enjoy March Madness, and hopefully you get to make that ride from Dayton down to Greensboro. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Josh.
All right, that is Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. Great stuff from him. Yeah, there is an arcade bar in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I think anybody that has covered any sort of ACC basketball tournament of any kind probably knows about the Boxcar Arcade Bar. It's kind of the meetup spot for basketball staffs and media throughout the ACC when they get to Greensboro. And I told Chris when he was going down, I said, hey, you got to go to the Boxcar. You got to check it out. And you got to play a little Pop Shot basketball. He played some bubble hockey as well, so I'm glad that he got to enjoy that. I love the Pop Shot basketball. Is that's top three arcade game ever? I what's better than that? I like the when they link up the racing car, like you can sit in the actual like simulator car thing and do that. That's great. Ski ball's a classic, but I would put basketball, the Pop Shot basketball, ahead of that.
Yeah, that's basketball. That's probably the best one there is out there. Ski ball, that's good number two.
You know what else is good too? You remember, like at the carnival, this is kind of a weird thing, but the carnival with the you would sit down and you would have the spray gun that would spray into the little target, and as you hit the target, the horse or whatever would move along. That's a good one too. Because there's a lot of skill. There's excitement as the horse goes along or whatever is racing goes along. You got to be very precise. You make one little flinch, one little movement, and it could ruin the entire thing for you.
That's a good one as well.
That's a good one. That's more carnival-ish probably than arcade, but cut from, I think, a very similar cloth. All right, when we come back, more on the NFL free agency today. And some moving and shaking that is happening especially with the quarterback position. It's been a wild day for quarterback play and who's going where. And at the center of it all, Aaron Rodgers, who I am just totally sick and tired of. I'll tell you why when we come back. I'm Josh Rountree. It's the Fan Evening Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. You can visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Joel, earlier today I saw on TikTok, and yes, I am a person who uses TikTok. Yes, I am probably too old to use TikTok. Get over it. I don't really care. I saw somebody doing a taste test of an ice cream that was ranch dressing flavored.
Time to get off TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, why would you even waste time making such a product like that? Who's enjoying that? Who's buying
themselves at least? They're probably the only one, though.
This guy took one bite of it and almost threw up. Ranch dressing, here's the thing with condiments. They only work on things. You can never eat a condiment on its own. Like ketchup. You can't just eat. If I try to eat ketchup straight with nothing on it, I'm going to throw up. Mustard. Ranch dressing. Anything like that you try to eat on your own, or on its own, I should say, without a French fry or wing or whatever.
It's got to be, yeah. It's got to be with something like
this. This guy literally, he took a bite of it, almost threw up, and then he got wings, and he started dipping his wings in the ice cream. And he was like, it's the only way that I can eat this. But why would somebody make, I think somebody here, maybe Kelly over at Star, I think she did like a taste test of these weird ice creams. Because I went back one day to put my, I was working during the day, and I put my lunch in the fridge, and I looked, I opened the freezer, and there were all these weird flavors of ice cream. Like, I don't think ranch dressing was one, but there were just like these random ice cream flavors.
Sounds about right.
Why would anybody want this? I think the only reason that they even make that is so that people buy it to try it.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Then throw it away.
Maybe
it's not a long-term investment that they're making into this ice cream.
I was wondering, maybe it's some sort of, they're trying to invent the next best flavor of ice cream and throw it against the wall, hope it sticks, and hope you can make a lot of money off it. But
yeah, that's the only thing that you should do with that is throw it against the wall.
Yeah.
Throw it in the trash. A lot of moving and shaking with quarterback positions right now. I'd say the biggest domino that hasn't fallen yet, but perhaps is Aaron Rodgers. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers either is going to retire or go play for the Jets. I'd rather retire. I would rather call it a career. Why go waste your time with the Jets? You're not going to win there. You're not. They're not good enough. You might make them maybe a playoff team. That's not a roster that's going to go win a Super Bowl. They were better this year. They beat the Steelers. They were better this year. But you still have Josh Allen in that division. You have the Dolphins, who I think even with Aaron Rodgers in New York would still be a better team. You're the third best team in that division. We'll see what happens with the Patriots, but they're probably the third best team in the division with Aaron Rodgers. But I got to tell you, man, this guy, I wish he would retire. I wish he would go away. I wish he would go to that dark room and stay there permanently. He is so passive-aggressive. Maybe it's a quarterback trend. I don't know. We had a quarterback here in Pittsburgh for a long time who was definitely a little passive-aggressive. But maybe it's just a quarterback thing. But he is the most like passive-aggressive, self-absorbed, without making you, with trying to convince you that he's not self-absorbed type of person. Remember after the season ended and he was asked about like, hey, when do you want to, what's your timeline looking like? He's like, well, I'm not going to hold them hostage for very long. It's been 2 months.
Psych.
Yeah, it's been 2 months since then. And he's holding two teams hostage now. The Jets, you don't think they would have been in on Derek Carr? You don't think they would have been in on Jimmy G? Instead, Carr goes to the Saints. Jimmy G is now going to the Raiders. And they are left essentially in the quarterback sweepstakes now with either nobody, Zach Wilson, I guess, another year of that debacle, or Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't really know if he wants to play. Here's the thing. I think Aaron Rodgers knows exactly what he wants to do. I think he knew the day the season ended what he wanted. It didn't take the weird drugs that he does. It didn't take the dark room that he did. That has nothing to do with it. No amount of meditation was going to tell Aaron Rodgers that he wanted to retire or he wanted to play for the Jets or he wanted to go, I don't know, bushwhacking in the middle of a desert somewhere. I don't know what the guy does with his free time, and quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, it's not like he had, you know, four or five different options on the table.
Right. And here's the thing. He really only has one option besides retiring. It's go play for the Jets.
Yeah, that's it.
Nobody else really wants him. Jimmy G had far more interest than Aaron Rodgers, which really should tell you something about who Aaron Rodgers is as a person. If that many people are unwilling to work with you, probably tells you something. And that's the case with Aaron Rodgers. Only one team was stupid enough to actually want to work with him, and of course, it's the New York Jets. Because traditionally, the New York Jets are stupid enough to do just about anything. I'm really surprised that the Commanders aren't in on this as well, because they're typically stupid enough to do something like that as well. Maybe they will be. Maybe they'll hop into the race here. I'm so sick of this guy. He thinks that he is the coolest guy in the room. That's the one type of person, and look, we work in an industry. There's a lot of hotheads in our industry. There's a lot of egos in our industry. I shouldn't say hate. That's a bad word to say. I can't stand the type of person that acts like they are superior to everybody else, but then pretends like, oh, well, I'm just a normal guy. Like, I go on the Pat McAfee show, and, you know, I do some weird little smoking drugs. And, like, I can't stand that guy who thinks that he is so intellectually superior to everybody, but then tries to act like he's not. That's Aaron Rodgers to me. He knows what he wants to do. He loves the attention that he's getting right now.
I was just going to say, it's probably the attention.
He is stretching this out because he knows that people are going to talk about him. I mean, NFL Network today, it might have been Tom Pelissero, I forget who it was. Somebody made like a crack like, hey, I just timed it. We went 4 minutes without talking about Aaron Rodgers. He knows that he's getting talked about. He's the center of attention right now, and he loves it. These quarterbacks do. A lot of them love it. I think Brady loved it. I think Ben loved it. These guys like being the center of attention. They have been from the first day they stepped on a football field as a quarterback. They were the guy. And they love it on the field, and they love it off the field. And Aaron Rodgers, as kooky as he is away from football, with all the weird things that he likes to do, sitting in dark rooms and the ayahuascas and all that, he loves being the center of attention. He loves being the prettiest girl at the ball. That's who Aaron Rodgers is. He's just as conceited, just as self-absorbed, just as much about himself as any diva wide receiver, diva cornerback, all these diva labels that other positions get. No, Aaron Rodgers is just as bad as any of those people. He's Terrell Owens without the cool brashness of Terrell Owens. He's Antonio Brown without the absolute lunacy that went on with Antonio Brown. He is a self-absorbed person, and he loves that people are talking about him. He loves it, and I, for one, can't stand it. Even though, yes, I realize I'm talking about him as a media member right now, so I'm part of the problem.
It seems like this deal will get done. When do you think it becomes official that he becomes a New York Jet? He's not gonna. How much longer is he going to hold this out, do you think?
Right. I mean, that's the question. How long does he let people talk about him before he makes a move. I think he would have been retired right by now if he wouldn't have been so self-obsessed. I think he loves the attention, man. And he's going to drag this out, and it's going to be a thing, and then he's going to play 1 year in New York. Probably will be okay there, but not great. And then it'll be another song and dance off season with him. Okay, is he going to retire? What's he going to do? What's Aaron going to do? NFL Network and ESPN are going to beat it to death. And let's be honest. Great player, not a great winner. He won one Super Bowl over a decade ago. It's not like we're talking about Tom Brady. Tom Brady got this attention. Maybe not even this much attention, Tom Brady. I don't know that Tom Brady's offseason hijinks really got as much attention as what Aaron Rodgers has gotten. But he's a polarizing figure. And because he wants to be a polarizing figure. He wants the conversation. And everybody's playing into it, including me.
I'm also curious if it's getting in the way of the New York Jets making any other free agency moves.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course it is. You're talking about, what, $40 million that they're going to have to take on probably in a salary? He should have let them know days ago what he was planning. If he was coming there or not planning to come there, he should have let them know, because they could have said, all right, we're going to move on and we're going to look somewhere else. Or, hey, we got our guy. Now we know how much money we can spend. But instead, he made it all about himself. Now he's basically screwing over the Packers and he's screwing over the Jets. He's hurting the team that he might go play for. I think a lot of this, too, is a selfish play to get back at the Packers for the way that they've treated him. It's a way for him to stick it to them one more time by sort of leaving them in limbo on what he's going to do. Maybe the offers go away. Maybe the offers change. They don't get anything back. You know who did that a great job of that? And I kind of commend him for the shystiness of it all. Derek Carr. They were going to trade for Derek Carr, and he said he didn't want to get traded to New Orleans. Then he gets released, and he goes and signs with New Orleans. What a great play that is. Obviously, there's tampering involved there. How could there not be? He knew what was going to happen. But what a great move by Derek Carr. I mean, he basically said, why am I going to get traded somewhere when they could just sign me and the team that I'm going to play for doesn't have to give up anything for me?
Absolutely.
We can keep our picks. What a brilliant move.
I wonder if Carr's making more money signing as a free agent than if the Saints are getting the Raiders contract, if that's what would have happened.
Yeah.
If he were traded.
Either way, though, it saves them assets. They didn't have to. I mean, even if they traded a fifth round pick for the guy, they get to keep that. And he's still making a ton of money to be there. And he's not even that good. There's a lot of money going out to some okay quarterbacks. Some okay guys. We'll talk more about that when we come back. I'm Josh Rauncher here on the Fan Evening Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fan Hotline tonight presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. You know, maybe the funniest move of the day? Jimmy G going to Vegas. You want to know why it's so funny?
Remember Devontae Adams?
No. Remember Jimmy G had that little TMZ story about he was dating a certain individual who worked in a certain adult line of work? Now he goes to Vegas. There's a few of those in that area. A few folks in that line of work out there. I don't know if Jimmy G's in a relationship or not, but that thing's going to be tested if it is.
That's going to be pretty fun. That's going to be pretty interesting to watch.
Yeah, I think he's gonna own that town. If he plays well there, he is going to own that town. Jimmy G is on pace, Joel, to make over potentially $200 million, about $190-something million dollars right now he is on pace for through the end of this contract with Vegas. He's won 40 games in 9 years as a starting quarterback.
That's incredible.
He's won 40 games and is going to cash in $190 million. I mean, that is insane. Mahomes has probably won more than that in 4 years, right? Yeah, of course he has. Jimmy G, 40 wins in 9 seasons as a pro, $190 plus, near $200 million basically.
So that's 2.5 seasons worth of wins in 9 seasons. That's something. That's something.
That's unbelievable. That deal's interesting. You know, he's such a strange player to me. Like the Derek Carr thing in New Orleans. Okay, like I can maybe understand that. The guy has kind of proven who he is, but Jimmy G's been so frequently injured that throwing big money, a 3-year deal at him, I don't know.
This will be really fun because, like, in San Francisco's offense, they run the ball a lot. And now with Vegas, they've got Josh Jacobs on the franchise tag, but
he has options, though, there. I mean, Devontae Adams and Waller, I mean, Jacobs. I mean, they have – I said last week that when I was on that Lamar Jackson, that would have been a good landing spot for him in a trade because you have good – players around him. You have a team that can, you know, it seems like run the ball pretty well. And you can go be a star in a town that loves them. Jimmy G, if he plays well, he's going to be a star. Here's the thing. If he plays like a guy that can go win you 10 games a year, a 3-year, $67.5 million deal looks pretty good. That's $20 million a year for a franchise quarterback. Today, that's a bargain. That's a big-time bargain nowadays. Now, $34 million is guaranteed, but that's a pretty good bargain now. But if he gets hurt again, then it leaves another franchise kind of spinning their wheels a little bit. He could run that town, though. He could absolutely run Vegas. They have the Knights, but they don't have anybody that really, in really the NHL, there's not a lot of markets. You know, Pittsburgh's maybe an exception with Crosby, maybe McDavid in Edmonton, but that's Canada. It doesn't count. I mean, it counts. Apologies to Canada, but in this conversation, it doesn't count as a major American city when it comes to sports. Not a lot of towns where a hockey player really runs the show as the guy in town. And he would be the guy in Vegas.
We saw how big, like, their fan base, you know, how big the fan base was to Derek Carr.
Right.
And so there's going to be an expectation for Jimmy G with this kind of contract.
But what is that expectation? Because it's $20 million a year. It's about half of what a franchise quarterback is getting now. So is the expectation half of what it would otherwise be if he was a true star quarterback going there? I think it's a pretty good deal for them, though. I really do. Like, I think that that's a guy that I feel like it's a lower risk from a money side of things. It's high risk from a player standpoint, but in a couple years, you can get out of that. And it's a 3-year deal. So if it doesn't work this year, next year you draft a quarterback. You have 1 year that quarterback maybe sits or competes with Jimmy G, and then he's your guy after that. But $20 million is not a terrible contract to have to take on. I love the potential, though, of Jimmy G in Vegas. That guy, he is going to have... Again, I don't know if he is in a relationship right now, but whew, he's going to be a star in that town. No doubt about it. Going to do a little hockey talk to close out our show tonight. When we come back next, Dan Kongurski of Pittsburgh Hockey Now is going to join us. That's when we come back here on the Fan Evening Show. I'm Josh Rountree on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.